I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Mocha Moms on how to fit mentoring into a busy life with special guest Alma Powell. But first, we like to bring you stories of newsmakers and rising young leaders. Today, we have someone who is both. Cory Booker is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. He is one of America's youngest mayors, and he is leading one of America's poorest cities. On top of that, its murder rate has skyrocketed in the past few years. Not surprisingly, Mayor Booker has made reducing crime a top priority for his administration. He joins us now from our member station, WBGO, in Newark. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on today.
Even before you became mayor, you drew attention really across the country by living in a drug-infested area, an area you tried to move into was later condemned, and now you live in a walk-up in an area that is still considered pretty tough. How do these personal experiences inform your ideas about how to make the city safer?
Well, again, I think that Gandhi said it best, that you want to be the change you want to see in the world. And from the time I was a young activist, I tried to be a part of the communities that were in most struggle in my city. And the great thing is you meet real American heroes in these places, people that are doing unbelievable things against the odds, not just for themselves and their families, but also for their community and for the children around. So for me, it's been informing but also inspiring. And you meet also real people, guys that have been arrested, who come home from prison, who want to try to do the right thing but get tripped up because of warrants out for their arrest for driver's license suspensions or because of other laws that New Jersey has and other states around the nation that make it very difficult for ex-offenders to succeed. So it's informed my policy. It's inspired my spirit. And it's given me a group of people that make me remind me every single day of what the fight is about.
Well, your road to the mayor's office wasn't that easy. In 2002, you narrowly lost your bid to longtime incumbent Sherrod James, who attacked you on every level, your suburban roots, your identity. After all that, what made you want to run again?
You know, this is a great city. Newark is probably one of the most exciting places, I think, in the fight to make America real, to make the promise and the hope of this country fully evident for everyone. So to me, the position was important, but the purpose was even more important. And nothing's going to stop me from pursuing that end. And obviously, the mayor's seat is probably one of the better positions to try to affect change fast enough. So I lost the election, but I didn't stop. I started a nonprofit in town that was able to get a lot of very good things accomplished. And we took another shot at it. And you don't always succeed on your first time. But if you're persistent, in my life at least, I found out that you often have massive breakthroughs.
Let's talk about the major challenge facing not just your city, but cities around the country, and that's the crime rate. That in the mid to late 90s, crime rates began to drop in cities across the country. This is a very big story, especially in your nearby neighbor, New York City. But now the homicide rate is on the rise again, not just in Newark, but Newark seems to have an especially difficult challenge. Why do you think this is going back up again?
Well, you're right. You're seeing it from cities from New Haven to Philadelphia having awful problems with murders. And I think there is no one reason for it, nor is there one solution, but it's a combination of many things. So it's the virulence of the drug problem and the violent surrounding. It's the sophistication and growing sophistication of gangs. It's the availability of weapons that continues to increase. You've had laws lapsed like the assault weapons ban and things like that that have allowed more weapons to more easily move into our communities. And there's a lot of very social issues that we have to start talking about. Family structures that are nowhere near as strong as they could be. Access to education and economic opportunity.
But none of those are new challenges. None of those are new issues. Those are issues that have been in play for, you know, decades.
Well, the virulence of the gangs out there these days, it's much different. You're seeing less shootings and more assassinations. The ease with which weaponry is being achieved is not a new issue. The calibers of weapons you're seeing out there on the streets. So Newark has this weird paradox that that we're probably setting the national example right now for lowering the number of shootings. This year alone, we've dropped shootings in my city over 30%, but our murder rate is almost exactly the same. We're down one murder compared to the same time last year. So what you're seeing is less people being shot, but when they're shot, they're getting killed. So, we're measuring our success on a lot of different levels. Every every area of crime from robberies and burglaries is dropping like a stone, but I'm still seeing young people die in my streets at the same level of last year, and last year was up 20%, as you cited. So this is a problem we have to address and find real solutions. And so not only are we doing things on the ground here, transforming our police department, increasing availability of jobs, but we're also fighting on state and national levels too. I joined Mayor Bloomberg in a group of bipartisan mayors, Republicans and Democrats, to start fighting against illegal guns coming into our communities, trying to get the federal government to allow us to better use trace data so we can pin down these people. Because many places, only 1% of the gun dealers out there are responsible for over 50% of the illegal guns within our communities. And if we could better trace those guns back to those places, we can hold these people accountable for illegal guns coming into our community. Another big issue we must talk about in America is that we incarcerate more people in this nation than any other nation, even so-called totalitarian regimes. We are imprisoning people at rates that we can't afford to do it anymore. Arnold Schwarzenegger in California is exporting their prisoners. New Jersey is spending over $1 billion a year and climbing to incarcerate folks. Costs over $32,000 a year in my state. And the recidivism rates, over 2,000 people a year come back to Newark, and two-thirds of them, about 1,500 even, are being rearrested within 2 or 3 years. And the majority of them are nonviolent drug offenders because we are not investing in things that pointedly show that can lower recidivism and help people become taxpaying citizens, things like drug treatment, things like halfway houses, things like recidivism programs. We still have laws that are patently unfair. And the reality is we're perpetuating racial divisions in this city, in this nation, that we don't have to. New Jersey, for example, only has 14% African Americans, but over 60% of the prison population is black. And that's because you have weird laws. So the kid coming down from the suburbs to buy pot, they can expunge that from their record. But the guy who's caught selling the pot to that kid can't expunge that to this record. So 5, 6, 7 years later, they can't go out and get a job because they still have to check off that they have a criminal conviction.
I'm talking with Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker about his plans to fight crime in Newark. A columnist, a local columnist for the Star-Ledger, recently wrote a piece about spending the day with you, and he talked about your passion for this issue, changing laws to make it easier for people with criminal records to get driver's licenses, expunge their records, remove some of the barriers to getting employment. But how does that square with making the city safer? As you argue, a lot of these shootings now are not random acts of sort of violence or rage, but these are targeted assassinations.
Right. So I have a ferocity for enforcing the law and making sure there's accountability within my city. We're pushing quality of life crimes. We're no longer ignoring people urinating on the streets or people who are drinking open containers. We're giving summonses out for those. And we're letting people know, because the residents are demanding it, that there has to be an attitude of respect in our community. For violent felons, we've gone after them like never before in our city. We formed a fugitive apprehension team and are blowing through our top 20 most wanted list at a rate that people didn't even expect us to. So I think if there's a crime, there should be a punishment. But the problem is, it starts going into the absurd is when I'm an 18-year-old and I get caught for a nonviolent drug offense. I get my prison time or what have you, and I come back out to the community, and now I want to turn my life around. But suddenly I'm finding that I can't get a job in Newark's port area, which is probably the biggest area of job creation, because I'm considered a national security threat, even for a warehouse job. I find I can't get my driver's license because while I was in prison, the charges on my driver's license become so high that I can't afford to pay them down, especially if I can't find a job. I'm finding that when I come out, I have other sanctions against me, collateral sanctions that continue. So that young guy who doesn't necessarily have a broad review sees himself, I'm getting all these doors closed, so I'm going to go back to the street and dealing drugs. And next thing you know, and this happened to me, young man who I grew up in some high-rise projects, saw him, watched him grow up, Hassan Washington, 16, 17 years old. A good kid got caught up in the drug trade. We were working to get him out. But again, a lot of doors shut in his face. And my first month in office, one of the shootings I got called to, he was shot and killed in my streets. So if we could level the playing field and say, when you pay your penalty to society, you come out, we're going to empower you so we don't just have to rearrest you in a matter of months.
What do you say to people who would argue that that sends the wrong message to the kids who, against incredible odds, have avoided getting caught up in the criminal justice system?
Well, it's the message we want to send to those young people is we're going to love all of our children, those that have kept on the right track and those that made mistakes. If you make a mistake, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay your penalty. But we're not going to have you with a situation. I met a guy who was clean for 18 years, broke no laws, applied for a job with New Jersey Transit, got his uniform, got his health insurance. His family was rejoicing. They did a search on his record 18 years earlier. He had a nonviolent drug offense. They took took the uniform back for him. They fired him immediately. Why are we still punishing people decades after a crime that unfortunately too many of our kids are getting swallowed up on? We've got to help them succeed. Pay your penalty. Go to jail. Do your penance. But when you come out, let's lift you up, because if not, it's so much more expensive for society to have to continue to rearrest that person, to have to have that person continue to sell death to their community.
Mr. Mayor, we only have about a minute left, and it's a complicated issue, and we appreciate your talking with us and hope you'll come back. But your city has long been synonymous with urban decline. You know, previous mayors, two previous mayors have been were convicted for various offenses. How do you turn around the sense that this is just irrevocable decay?
Well, the great thing is Newark is now on the map. We have more condo units being built in the city in the first month of this year, the first quarter of this year, than all last year. We have people, developers coming in national that are starting to discover Newark in the same way they discovered Harlem about a decade ago. We have more job opportunities for our people than ever before as employers are opening their doors to Newark residents. We've become a city of hope in a very short year like never before, and the signs are everywhere. Our five major universities are building dorms, moving our kids who study at our universities to live here. So I'm excited about the dynamism that's happening in Newark right now. I'm excited about the hope in our city. We have so many strong neighborhoods that are just getting stronger. And we're going to set a national model for urban transformation. And I hope you keep watching, because good things are going to happen.
All right. We'll come back and keep us posted.
Will do. Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Having me on.
Okay. Thank you. That was Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker. He joined us from our member station, WBGO in Newark. Mr. Mayor, thanks again.
Thanks so much.